having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab. Will
All right,
we hear
good
you?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, and if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. Because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, wash, rinse, spin, dry, repeat forever. What every association needs to know before signing that contract for laundry equipment. I promise you, Karen, cases like that have gone to litigation, and you're locked into contracts forever.
Sticks to your hand.
Yes. Yeah, so you want to make sure you talk to an attorney first. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer and Sachs at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE at our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. All right. Well, last week was that long Memorial Day weekend, and the show was a little different than usual. I had a great time last week,
yes,
Karen.
Me too.
And we opened the phone lines to anyone who wanted to thank a friend or a family member who served in our nation's military. And it was awesome to have so many people call in and actually thank family members who served as far back as World War One. Wasn't that an amazing call? She was an 87-year-old woman called
lovely.
In to thank her father.
And one of our listeners even thanked his brother, who participated in the raid on Saddam Hussein's castle in
Baghdad. Actually helped pull him out of that hole in the ground.
The spider hole, right.
Yeah, great stories, no doubt. And again, thank you to everybody who participated. But this week, we're about to move on to something new, but we're going to bring back an old friend of the show to discuss it.
Yes, exactly. As our listeners know, we just entered the hurricane season this week, and of course the experts are again predicting a busier than normal active hurricane season.
Right, and so who better to have with us today? Well, we hear that every year, it seems, right? But who better to have with us today than Michael Bianchini? I blew that pronunciation over the years.
No, you didn't.
How'd I get it this time, Mike, right?
Excellent consigliere.
There we go. All right, Michael Bianchini from Carousel Restoration and Development. And Carousel Development Restoration is now a longtime sponsor of the show. And I got to tell you, I love having Mike on the show because I truly feel that each time he comes on, I learn something new about what to do, what not to do, and how to advise our condos and HOAs that we represent. And it seems like every time I see a new paint job or a balcony restoration project going on in South Florida, Mike, it's got your name on it, right? It's got Carousel's name on it.
Well, yeah. We try.
You do more than
try.
We try
and keep
succeed.
A presence.
And so first, let me thank Carousel for being a longtime sponsor of the show. And again, I want to welcome you back, Mike. So let's welcome back its owner, Michael Bianchini. Thanks for coming to the show again, Mike.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
No, and I'm not kidding. You guys seem to be everywhere. You got to be doing something right. Now, I know that you personally are a licensed general contractor, but tell us a little bit more about what you and Carousel Development actually do, where your office is, how long you've been in business.
Well, my partner and I are in business since 1979.
So you're not a fly-by-night company that most companies are down here in South Florida.
We're out of Delray Beach, Florida. We own and operate 300,000 square feet of warehouses, but our bulk of our business is high-rise concrete restoration.
Gotcha.
And we're going on our, if my math is right, 39th year.
That's fantastic.
And my partner's getting old.
Not you, just your partner,
no,
huh? That's funny. All right, now, it's no secret, you know, many of our condos here in Florida are simply getting older, like your partner, apparently, right? But there's so many reasons why an association may ultimately wind up needing a general contractor like Carousel. So many different types of repairs that need to be to get done every now and then. It's an endless amount of possibilities. But I want to review the kind of specific projects that you guys generally focus on, like you say, for community associations. Let's start out structural column repairs, something you guys can help our listeners with.
Well, sure. Columns are one of the most important features of a building because it's what literally holds up the building.
Right.
You can have cracked spalls on top of a slab and in other areas, But if your columns are starting, you really have to pay close attention to them because you can weaken the structure that actually holds the building.
Yeah, saw a recent project in South Beach, a condo project on the water. The water actually started to get into the parking lot. The parking lot literally started to have a foot or two of water in it after a certain period of time, and they had to come in and actually do tremendous amount of moorings, lift the property up, basically.
Right. There's many different problems that come. It's not so much of many people say, oh, it wasn't built correctly. Well, no, after 18 to 22 years, you're going to start to see some deficiencies in the building that arise from the corrosive environment in which we live. It's just a fact that you're living closer to the beach, the more corrosion and deterioration you're going to have over the years.
Absolutely. I even had a strange problem, believe it or not, with a condo in Aventura that, again, not too far from the water. How about this? You'd go into their parking lot, right, to the underground parking lot, and you'd see the poles are painted, you know, by each parking space. And then you'd come back a month later, and it wasn't painted. The ground was actually sinking in the parking lot. You know, we wound up having to put in, like, a sinkhole clean. Any familiarity with some project like that?
You've got a lot of – when you have a building that's sinking like that, there's a lot – and there's companies specifically designed to – they can do pressure grouting, urethane grouting. They can do pin piles, auger piles. They do certain piles that they will go around the building, auger them down, pin piles, and then attach it to the building.
Right.
And that will stabilize the sinking of it.
By the way, just –
that's totally different than corrosion.
Gotcha. Of course, just want to remind everybody, now is the time. You have a question about anything concrete related, anything construction related, Mike is your man. Free, not on the clock today. Ask away, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Your main issue, what contractors seem to be dealing with down in South Florida all the time, concrete spalling. All of a sudden, you walk out. Now, maybe you're not checking up on it all the time, but one day you walk out of the condo building, and a piece of concrete falls off somebody's balcony, and typically that's how you wind up learning that a problem exists. So what does Carousel do to treat problems like that?
Well, it helps when managers of the building and people of the building learn to get a little bit of an eye that they can see the problems before they get grossly involved.
Yeah, so if pieces are falling off, somebody failed to do some checking,
I guess. But you can see, if you look on the underside edge of a balcony slab, you can see some cracks running parallel with the edge, or you see some rust coming down from your rail post pocket where your railing is connected into your balcony edge, and it starts to get rust coming down. That's an indication that the process is starting and should be dealt with.
So what's the first step?
The correct step is to call an engineer.
Right.
It's always better for the association to hire an engineer. It holds them apart from the contractor, and the engineer will do a survey. He will quantify the type of damage and how much damage there is, and the association needs that to know what their budget's going to be anyway. And at that point, a good engineer that's familiar to structural repairs will bring in at a pre-bid meeting with three or four other contractors, and they will be able, all on the same page, they will be able to give a price to the association. And everything has to go through the engineer. The engineer works for the association, not the contractor.
Gotcha. Okay, let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. We've got Michael Bianchini from Carousel Restoration and Development answering all of your calls on anything construction-related. Give us a call here, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We have Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. His law firm specializes in community association law. Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We also have Michael Bianchini from Carousel Development and Restoration if you have any questions for him. And we have a couple calls. Go ahead.
All right, how about we take Dan in Weston? How are you, Dan?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Nice talking to you. I have a question about a legal thing. And the question is, we have a new board that went out and borrowed $100,000, and the president likes our management company, which most of the people who live here don't, but hired them to do all the redoing work, the painting, replacing the carpeting, changing the walls, everything. And 90% of it is done by one man, a young man who is a brother of the representative of the management company. The representative might be part owner, I'm not sure. And it's become a mess because he's been working at it for 3 months and the building is in terrible shape.
All right. You know, it's just a perfect phone call.
One of our neighbors called a personal attorney to ask the question about whether there's something wrong with this arrangement. And he said it's an illegal arrangement to have a relative do the work for the building.
Okay, Dan, hang out. Let me try to answer your question. It's actually such a perfectly timed phone call having Michael Bianchini with us today. So we have a management company, Mike, who says, hey, no, you don't need a licensed, qualified personnel to do this. Give my brother-in-law the $100,000 and he'll do it himself. You know, I guess I don't even have to ask you what your thoughts are in that regard.
Oh, well, that's where you need the engineer and the attorney. The professionals have to precede the contractor.
Well, let me ask you this. How many times have you walked into a job, right? You're asked to review something, you're asked to scope out something, and you take a look and you're like, wait a minute, who was the last unlicensed person to do this work? It becomes obvious to you real quick that something was done wrong here.
Yeah, and that's not to say the person that they're hiring, they might be qualified, but the procedure and the accusations, it flows a lot better when it comes handled correctly.
Well, let me say this also, with the new legislation that's becoming effective on July 1st, that type of arrangement's not going to be allowed under the law anymore as well. So the legislature was quite frankly on to that, Dan. So I'd have a problem if my management company said, no, let's not bid the job out, but let's give it to someone that we work with and give them the $100,000. I mean, to me, if your management company is recommending something like that, it's time to start bidding out the job for a new management company.
No, I agree with that, but we can't control the board. They do, they've been doing things illegally constantly.
Yes,
well,
you can.
You know, yes, you can. Karen just said you can, and we may wind up wanting to do a recall. If they're going to hire unlicensed, unqualified contractors and or not bid jobs out, time to get a new management company.
Is that illegal, Eric?
Well, yeah, in condos and HOAs, if the job that you're about to do in a condo exceeds 5% of your budget, must obtain competitive bidding for the job. And if they're not doing that, then that management company should be gone, out, thrown out, okay?
They haven't done that, that's for
sure. Then time to get a new management company and maybe time to get rid of your board, okay?
What happens lots in these type of situations, they give a contractor a job, and that's fine. But in this type of work, the cost of a job is very elusive. Nobody really knows the cost. You can start painting a building for a fixed price, and then you find stucco that's falling off. You find concrete pairs that are needed. So the job escalates in price, and then the relationship between the residences and the board and everything starts going sideways because the money goes from zero to 100 real quick.
Exactly. Dan, thank you for the call. Taking your calls again, 877-850-8585 again. 877-850-8585. Mike, before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about some of the type of work that Carousel Restoration and Development does for associations, and we kind of left off where I wanted to go down was parking garages and repairs, because it seems I've never represented a condo association over 25 years that ultimately does not have problems in their parking garages, whether it's leaking pipes, whether it's ponding water all over the place, busted parking stops, whatever it is, it's endless and sometimes expensive and a big job. Is that something you guys do?
Yes, we do it all the time. Parking bumpers have steel in it, so obviously they get hit, they crack, and then the corrosion process starts. They're not worth fixing.
Right.
You're better off just getting a new one and replacing it. They're fairly inexpensive. They may run $50 a piece installed, so that's the cost for that. The other things, especially when you have multi-level parking, you're best to put a urethane coating on the upper floors to stop water and salt chlorides from penetrating those floors, going through the expansion joints to the lower floors where it just stays.
So you're saying not leaving the texture as a concrete surface, actually putting your surface on top of that?
Your best coating, putting down a water repellent or a stain, something, and then, of course, you restripe it and everything. They sell certain paints for interior parking garages that illuminate and make it look a lot nicer.
Gotcha.
The pipes and the hangers on the pipes, if they're not stainless steel, they're going to corrode over the years, so you should paint those and keep them in a preventive maintenance mode.
All right, interesting. You were saying that in regards to the parking bumpers, sometimes it's not worth fixing. Sometimes it's just worth tearing it out and getting a new parking bumper. I've heard the same thing, that it may be true with actually full balconies. Sometimes a balcony it may be so damaged that instead of your contractor talking to you into a repair, rip the balcony out and put up a new balcony.
Well, you have two situations here. When you hit about 60% of the balcony that needs repair, your cost to do it complete is the same. It's better just to rip it off. But even when you get to a point where it's even 30% to be repaired, you're spending less money on the repair than you would to replace it, but you still have 70% that you didn't touch.
Exactly.
Which means that in oncoming years, the corrosion process is going to continue.
Right. Is it a less obtrusive process, or intrusive process, I should say? Because sometimes if the repair that's needed is so bad, you're talking about digging up people's living rooms oftentimes.
That's in the trade, that's called an invasion.
Yeah.
When the corrosion happens underneath the sliding glass door of a balcony, you've got to remove the balcony door to that unit. And not only that unit, many times the unit below it, because the repair is going to go right through the floor.
Right.
which is the ceiling of the unit below. Mm-hmm. So now you've got to build protection walls in both units. You've got to take out the sliding glass door to both units, and it's invasive.
Right, but sometimes it can actually be cheaper to actually just replace the damn
just
thing rather than
thing.
Fix it.
Yeah.
All right. What about helping associations choose? You know, everybody just tries to go through a modern look today. What about helping them choose between, hey, did we put back the concrete balconies that we had or the concrete, you know, balusters? Or, you know what, do we opt for a more modern look now and go for glass, go for aluminum railings?
Well, I'm coming from we manufacture railings also.
Right.
We make glass railings and aluminum railings. Precast railings. The older buildings have the precast railings. A lot of buildings are opting to put in the more modern look. But the precast railings are very expensive to maintain. They will corrode over the years, and you can't fix them. It's not cost-effective to fix them.
You know, it's funny. It's like every time I bring up a topic, I remember another lawsuit that I was involved in one way or another over the years. The actual materials used to install the railings were not the right materials because they weren't sufficiently waterproof.
Oh,
a different product should have been used because we were close to the ocean, and it wasn't used. And sure enough, 2 years into this beautiful building's finishing, what happened? The railings started to become loose and dangerous. So you really have to know what you're doing when you're doing work that's next to the ocean.
Anytime you're attaching anything to a building, you've got to think stainless steel. Stainless mm-hmm. steel fasteners, stainless steel pins from the balustrades going into the concrete, certain epoxies. It's got to be done. You've got to use the right means and methods to do the job correctly to combat against long-term corrosion.
Condo right now we're representing in Fort Lauderdale. Developer installed the railings more than 4 inches apart from each other, leaving gaps for children to fall through. So somehow it winds up passing inspection, but the bottom line, if you have a contractor who's not doing the right thing, it could be deadly.
Well, that's a lawsuit right there.
Yeah, a lawsuit waiting to happen. I agree. Let's do this. Let's take some more calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest steel coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association. Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs. We are live. We are here every Sunday at 11. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs. His law firm specializes in community association law. The number to call today is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And he also has with us in the studio Michael Bianchini. He is the owner-operator of Carousel Development and Restoration.
Yeah, it's amazing just how many things that an association has to know in order to properly maintain the property. I mean, it's just an endless amount of potential things that can go wrong. And, Mike, I was running through a list of all the things that you guys do for high-rises. And let's get back to it. How about catwalk repairs? So many times, at least I can tell you, with the building we're sitting in right now, have an issue where you have a second floor that's exposed, let's say, to the elements, winds up cracking after a while. The sun beats it down. The rain beats it down. There's cracks that start to exist in the catwalk. And that can potentially start creating problems on the floors below. You know, how often is that something that needs to be waterproofed or looked at, and how do you go about fixing it?
Well, it should be looked at every year, every other year. And again, if you have an engineer or an astute manager that knows what to look for. But lots of times you'll see cracking that'll run parallel with the catwalk in the center of the catwalk. That can be caused by the conduit that's in there. If there's overhead lights every so often, it's the conduit that connects those lights to each other. Water gets in, sits in the conduit, corrodes it out, and there starts cracking the concrete.
So once you see cracks, it might be too late already. Water's getting in there.
Well, you've got to get to it, waterproof the top of the catwalk to stop the water from going in, and do the repairs prior to. But you can have cracks that are not from corrosion or rusted rebar. Those type of cracks can be dealt with epoxy,
right?
Either gravity feeding epoxy or pressure injection of epoxy. They would be structural cracks.
All right, so tell us what the epoxy is. I was going to ask you about it later, but epoxy, tell me actually what it is.
Epoxy is a chemical component. It's two part. Once it's mixed, the catalyst makes it so strong, it's stronger than concrete. It'll bond concrete together.
So instead of busting up the whole catwalk, it's a way of kind of like injecting
right.
it.
But it's only good if the cracking is not caused by corroding steel. You can't epoxy a crack
right.
that has steel corroding in it because the steel will continue to corrode.
So you got to get that corroding steel out no matter what.
The only way to repair concrete is to excavate the concrete all the way around the rebar, chase the rebar at both ends till it's no longer corroded, clean the rebar, coat the bar with the epoxy, and then put in what's called a polymer concrete.
So many times you're talking about, you know, coating it properly, been involved again with cases over the years where that wasn't done properly, and sometimes you go through the expense and the time-consuming process that of the construction and the rebar. It's not done right, and 2 years later, you're back at it again.
A large part of our business in doing things correctly is the preparation. Just like in painting.
Just like in law.
Preparation is everything.
Of course.
You've got to make sure that everything is prepped right, or else it's not going to hold up to the warranty.
Exactly. And, yeah, and it could void the manufacturer's warranty, I guess, if it's not done right.
Painting a building, if you don't turbo tip it and blast off the existing, you're only as good as what you're going to stick to.
Right.
If you're putting paint on loose base, it's all going to fall off.
All right. Now, let me tell you, we're about to head into hurricane season, and I always get, I can't tell you how many calls over the next few months that's going to ask me, Eric, look, we're thinking in our building of getting rid of shutters. We think they're ugly. We don't want to have shutters in the building anymore. We really want to make everybody have impact windows. Okay? A, how do we do it? Is it a material alteration? B, it'll probably give us a huge discount on our insurance. And C, we just think it's overall better for the building. Thoughts?
I agree 100%. When it comes to shutters, there's extra protection, but the impact windows and doors, good brands, are strong enough. Shutters literally hurt the building.
That's what I've understood.
The
right.
Fasteners,
explain why.
Every right. time you penetrate holes for a track,
right,
and you penetrate with screws going into concrete,
right,
they damage the building
right.
over the long run. Shutters need maintenance because if you don't maintain them, the wheels right. are going to corrode, the pins are going to split, the electric,
sure.
the roll downs are not going to work right, and they're unsightly.
So let's give a simple mathematical example. Let's say you have a big building, and the building has 500 windows. And how many screws would be required per each window for put in shutters?
You could be 50 screws.
50,
each.
So we're talking about yeah. potentially 25,000 holes
yeah.
that you would be drilling into
it.
The building.
And if they all, because
and every one of those holes is a potential issue.
To do it correctly and to limit any problems, you would have to drill the hole. Before you put the track in, all the holes go 8 inches apart. Then you have to blow the dust out of the hole. You have to put a urethane caulking in that hole and then fasten down the track with a stainless steel screw. Not many of your shutter contractors are going to follow that all that procedure.
They're just
going to
screw it
hole.
In, period, right.
Right. So mm-hmm. that's the problem.
Hey,
so
Eric, is it yeah. a material alteration to put the windows in?
Very good question, Karen, and that depends on whether or not the board has the authority under the documents
oh.
to maintain the windows. If they do, it's not a material alteration. But even if it is, you can take a vote and have the unit owners vote in favor of putting it in. And I can tell you, I mean, all you got to just do is listen to what Mike just said, and you do the math.
Right.
Potentially putting tens of thousands of holes into your building, not a good idea. I mean, I guess, Mike, every single one of those holes, just one, can wind up creating a major issue in the building.
Sure.
That could lead to rusting rebar. That could lead to concrete deterioration.
The best building are buildings that cooperate and bring in a couple, if it's a large job, a couple or three good impact window contractors and have it coordinated under the GC doing the repairs of the building.
Right.
And that way everything gets coordinated because it's very hard to timeline the delivery of your impact windows and the completion of the envelope where the new window is going to go. You've mm-hmm. got to have everything ready. Then it's got to be cured out enough to waterproof right. it. And the windows have to be there because you're going to have a protection wall up. You're going to be if you're living in the unit, you're going to be living in the dark. Because plywood will cover that hole.
All right, how about we go to Donata in Miami. How are you, Donata?
Hi, Eric. Thank you for taking my call. My question to the engineer is, our plumbing here is 53 years old, and the poop comes out of the toilet sometimes and on the end of the condominium. And what should be done? And that's the question for him and for you is the board refuses to do anything, saying that whatever is that the plumbing inside your unit is your responsibility. Even their lawyer sends letters stating the same thing.
Well,
so
Mike, don't know how much of an expert
situation.
You are on plumbing, but when I can tell you again, some just every time someone raises an issue, brings up cases that I've had over the years. But yes, especially on the lower floors. All of a sudden, someone will open the go leave for the day, come out. Their unit is flooded with sewage. I've had that many times before. So as the pipes get older, these types of issues start to exist as well.
Yeah, your pipes are 53 years old. It's not that I wish I was, but they now can telescope and send cameras in the pipe. There's evidently you may have a breakage somewhere that's just broke enough to seep out and every once in a while clogs up and backs up. You need a plumbing contractor that has the ability to do all the camera work and send cameras into the pipe. And
it's amazing what they can do now. Right? It's just incredible what they can do with the cameras.
They could reline pipes that are underground now that have gotten too old. They send cameras in to see it. They coat them all without digging up the ground.
Yeah, Donati also asked me, what can you do if the association simply ignoring their responsibility under the law to make the repairs to the common elements. There's statutes right on point. You can walk into a court, get a judge to actually force them to do it under Florida Statute 718. So if that's something you want to discuss, give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. How about we go to John in Dania Beach? How are you, John? John?
Morning, guys. Yes, hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey, had a quick question for, is it Mike?
Yes, Mike.
Mike, okay. Mike, real quick, I changed my windows out in my condo. I took the old awning windows out that were put in 1969. They had two screws on the top, the bottom, and the side that went into only the window buck. I mean, I'm surprised that window even stayed in that opening. So I bought the hurricane windows, and myself and my friend put them in, and I did everything that you just said. And I even went to the extent that before I put it in, all the way around the frame, I put the expanding foam insulation so it would take up that gap in the frame. Now, I put four in the bottom, top, and side. I put four 2¾-inch Kapcons into the cast concrete. Okay, it coated. And I even went to the extent that I caulked around the backside of the head. Will that be good? Do I need to replace those with stainless steel? Will that coated Kapcon be okay? Now, that's the only thing, though, that's going to grip that concrete.
Well, in the long run, you should have used stainless steel. But do you have enough screws in the window? In other words, when you buy impact windows, each window impact product has been tested in accordance with Dade County specifications.
Correct.
And you get a NOA, a notice of acceptance. And that paperwork in there will tell you exactly, maybe you might need screws overhead 8 inches apart. On the side, they may have to be only 12 inches apart. But whatever the method is to the screwing system, you should always use stainless steel. If it's done now, just monitor it and watch it. I mean, you'll still have 10, 15 years, even with regular screws. We're talking long term.
Right.
I don't know. See, yeah. not without seeing the NOA, I don't know if you have precast sills along the side and if the header's concrete. Does the NOA say that sometimes you've got to anchor into a poured column on the sides?
Yeah, the bottom line is there's just so much to know, even with the installation of windows. Yeah. And if that procedure that you just followed isn't mentioned, the window's ultimately going to potentially fail during a storm.
Don't tell the building department.
Right, exactly. John, I appreciate the call, but we got to take a break, buddy. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com. Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. You've got about 15 minutes to get your call in. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. The number of the call is 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And we've been talking with Michael Bianchini. He's the owner of Carousel Development and Restoration. We're talking about balconies and impact windows and all kinds of stuff.
And the fact that hurricane season is here, and our listeners may have some questions that they need answered. Matter of fact, some good questions so far from our listeners. Let's get back to Mike for a minute. Mike, talk to us about pool decks, because I'm oftentimes asked by our association, hey, what's the best way to go? What suggestions can I make? What type of materials should be used in the hot weather and when we're next to the water? What's your thoughts?
Well, pool decks, my personal preference for pool decks is once the repairs are done, is put a hot applied membrane down, and then it's called drain mat underneath, and then you put the pavers on top of it.
Okay, so
and
I want to make sure that our listeners know what we're talking about. It's a matter of stripping it down to what, a bare concrete?
You have to go down to the original concrete.
Right.
Do the repairs. Many times you won't find too much repairs on top side of the deck. Your repairs will happen at the expansion joint.
Right.
And that's where the breach will most come and let water in down to the cars below.
Okay, so you're fixing the concrete base. Mm-hmm. Now you want to make sure what you put a waterproof membrane on top of that.
A hot applied membrane is the best product to be. There's cold applied membranes right out there that are very expensive, but right, you want to look for a 20-year warranty on that.
All right, and if you don't do it, the bottom line is eventually your concrete's going to crack again.
Well, then you're still – well, concrete will always crack.
Right.
But you want to bridge those cracks with something that's not going to let the elements penetrate into the crack and start the corrosion process.
Okay,
again.
It's a better surface. Let's say you put the membrane down. Is what surface should we now use on top, do you think, that will last the longest?
I preference and – part, a lot of it is part aesthetics, because when you give people what they like aesthetically when the job's finished, they're much more happy.
Right.
They're not forced to have a spray deck or something they may not like
right
as aesthetically as pavers. When you do pavers on a big pool deck, people can look down from their building and you could do designs with the building's logo.
Right, sure.
You can do things that are aesthetically pleasing that people will enjoy for the long term.
But Michael, never put AstroTurf on a balcony, right? Because it's a big, big problem.
No, you don't want AstroTurf because it holds the moisture and
right
and it just percolates. I mean, that's part of the problem down here is the humidity. We have our salt air content is 20 times greater here than it is up north.
Right. And I guess the same thing would apply for a pool deck. Don't put down any fake grass on top of a pool deck, right. Fake putting green, stuff like that.
Now
it's going to trap the water.
Now, we're talking elevated slabs,
mm-hmm.
not a slab on grade. There's a big difference. Slab on grades like driveways and pool decks out back, they don't corrode. The rebar won't corrode in there the way it does in an elevated slab.
Right.
It needs the air to...
Gotcha.
And that's the big difference.
You got a call. How about we go to Ann in Deerfield? How are you, Ann?
Good morning. I just have a question about a condo association collecting 2 years' worth of insurance to avoid, I just found out, a $200 finance charge. The property manager said they're allowed to make that decision. So they did one as a special assessment, and then monthly we're paying also for, so it was 2 years worth of insurance. Is that permitted? I don't know what the documents say, but
I don't understand why there's a need to collect 2 years at once. No, I've never heard that before. Doesn't make sense to me. Typically, an association will wind up financing an expensive insurance premium over a year, and that's factored into your budget, and it's divided by 12, and that's what's paid each month. Why they're doing
right.
2 years at a time, I have no idea. Quite
right.
frankly, doesn't make sense to me,
the,
and I want to know
first,
more.
They did it for the first time last year, but I just found out that it was only $200 on the finance charge, and it just seemed absurd. I just have one other quick question. If you want to, as a homeowner, look at the legal bills that the association incurs,
yeah. Can you get them? All right, let me answer that quick. Yeah, technically speaking, attorneys' legal bills sent to the association can be seen, absolutely can be seen, by the owners who live in the community. The only thing that I would suggest to associations that get hit with that request is you want to make sure that lawyer reviews them first before they're disseminated to the person that asked for them. Why? Because oftentimes attorneys, and I do the same thing, you can be very descriptive in your legal bills, and you may wind up revealing attorney-client privileged communications.
Right.
So you want to make
right.
sure that the attorney is told, hey, somebody wants to see the legal bills, go through them and redact those portions that may be considered attorney-client privilege. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ann, for the phone call. All right, I want to keep going here really quick. 40-year recertification process, Mike, is still out there. Not in Palm Beach. It never made its way to Palm Beach, I understand, but still in Dade and Broward.
It's starting.
We're
starting to see it in Palm Beach this year. Because most of the buildings in Palm Beach 40 years ago, they were brand new at best, or even the ones you can find, there's not many that were there.
Right.
This whole business has gone that way.
Right.
40 years ago, it was hard to find too many buildings in Fort Lauderdale. Gulf
right.
Ocean Mile, they're all 40 years old and
right.
plus.
Okay, something you can help the listeners with when they get hit with that 40-year notice from their building official?
Yeah, that, again, would start with an engineer doing a survey, because when they give you the list, that could get real expensive for some associations, because they're
right.
going to get into fire sprinklers, they're going to get into code enforcement of upgrading your railings, fire doors. The codes over the last 40 years when a building was built till today are much more stringent, and thus you're going to have a big expense.
All right, real quick, Mike, in terms of preventative maintenance, and here we are, we're approaching hurricane season. If you had to give an association two or three bullet points to, hey, this is what you at least need to be do going forward to prevent damage to your property, what would you throw out? What's the two or three best pieces of advice?
I would have the association, first and foremost, have a specification that any contractor that's going to work on their building has to follow the specification, such as a shutter company, how to put in the shutter properly, use a stainless steel, caulk the holes with urethane, blow the dust out. Certain things, criteria that they have to do in order if they're going to work on your building. And as far as maintenance, preventive maintenance.
How about waterproofing? You know, should a building be waterproofed? Is there such a thing? We heard about painting, but a lot of times people call up, they failed to waterproof the building, so it's now, you know, raining in my unit.
Well, painting is your waterproofing. Painting is your first line of defense in a building.
Great.
If you prep it and blast it right, and you put on a good coat of paint, and there's good paint companies out there, you've got Benny Moore, Sherwin-Williams, they give you the the manufacturer's warranty, labor and material, get at least an 8-year warranty. You can even get more than that on certain products. You can get 10 years, but get the warranty. They back and write the warranty directly to the building. These are the things that you want to look for.
And you got to make sure that that gets turned over to the building when the job is done. You'd be surprised how many times contractors haven't done that. But let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. Just a couple of minutes left. Karen Curtis with Eric Glazer. And we also have the owner of Carousel Development and Restoration, Michael Bianchini, with us.
Yeah, blown away today by Mike's both intelligent and common sense answers to
everything.
So many of our construction questions. Yeah, really something. Well, that's what happens when you have somebody who's in the business since, what did we say, since 1979. little different than what you typically see down here, Karen, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? There's the crazy companies that seem to open up here overnight. But, Mike, our listeners like references, so how about you tell our listeners some of the major projects that you happen to be working on now or that you recently completed?
Okay. Right now, currently, we're working on the Ritz Residences. It's a twin 32-story towers up in Singer Island. We just completed the Wave in Hollywood.
That was a deck job,
and that was about a $10 million deck job to show you that the decks can be rather expensive to get them in shape. But South Point, we poured 400 balconies. We dropped 400 balconies complete, put the new balconies
in. Wiped them out, took them out completely, just like
completely
we were talking about before.
Right, took them out completely and put new glass railings on each balcony, nice. Which really brought the building into this century. Really,
like I
nice
said, I see your signs everywhere. So how about the? I'm going to tell everybody how they can get in touch with Carousel Development and Restoration. The address is 1450 Southwest 10th Street. Again, 1450 Southwest 10th Street in Delray Beach. Telephone number, jot it down, 561-272-3700. Again, 561-272-3700. And they have a fantastic website where you can actually see results of their product. Yeah. CDRI.net. CDRI.net. Take a look. Get in touch with them. I can tell you it is both an honor and a pleasure having you on the show again, Mike, and truly an honor and a pleasure to have Carousel as a longtime sponsor of the Condo Craze and HOA's radio show. And we can't thank you enough.
Always a pleasure, Consigliere.
Thank you very, very much. It's like an Italian wedding in here today.
I know,
the
I
whole
love
family
it.
Is in here.
Godfather.
It's incredible.
Hey,
say hello. How do you like? You better hire them or else. You know what I mean? Yeah, we had a lot of fun in the studio today. Great time. Again, thank you to everybody. And you set the stage for next week. Next week, we have Senator Rene Garcia
nice.
On the show. Right. We're going to have a senator on the show next week talking about the condo crime bill. Everybody's going to want to tune into that. So, again, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Condo Craze and HOAs. Again, thank you to Carousel Development and Restoration. Everybody have a great week, and we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11. Take care, Karen.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
WRMF HD2. For the Drive at 5, weekdays, News Talk 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Pembroke Pines, Lantana.